Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I will say this, it's specific to Buffalo. You have to look at so many teams right there with you as being in the same area of need that you're in. You know, we know that Kansas City wants to get a wide receiver. San Francisco could be after a wide receiver. You cannot rule out the Detroit Lions at wide receiver. And then at the top of round two, you have the Carolina Panthers sitting right there at 33. You have the New England Patriots sitting right there. There are so many wide receiver needy teams. And I think that's where with Buffalo, you have to be somewhat conservative, because when everyone in the league knows what your perceived top need is, pretty easy to get jumped.
Matt Miller on with One Bills Live. I was listening yesterday. I made a point to listen to that when I saw they posted Matt Miller's coming on. Like the work he does. He's the one that, Joe, I've referenced something he said very early on in this draft process, which is if you want a receiver in the first round, you can have one.
Mm-hmm.
The point he made in that clip, not the one we just played, what I'm referencing is lots of them are just going to be worth it. Just take one. And the trade down idea, by the way, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. We've talked plenty about Lindy, his return. We'll continue to take your calls on that if you want. Marty Baron joining us at 9:30. But on this point from Matt Miller, it's the fly in the ointment for me on every trade down conversation. When you say I want to trade down, you're just assuming a few things. One, that the Bills have a tier of players. There are five that are basically the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that they could trade down the exact number of spots where they wouldn't lose anyone in that tier. And as he just points out, end of the first round. Okay, it's 28. I don't think we should take Xavier Legette here. We have him as a 34th ranked player. Let's trade down. And there's four or five guys that are the same. How many spots can you go down? If you have five players on the tier, how many spots could you safely go? Seven? Mm-hmm. And that's sure. A gamble.
Well, and also, what am I getting? I better be getting a third-round pick.
Okay.
Because to me, I'm not totally against trading down. I'm totally against trading down for anything on day three. I already have too many day three picks.
Mm-hmm.
To getting a fourth-round pick, like, I don't even want it. Keep it. I'd rather move down six spots and not have the fourth-round pick. That's not real. But, like, just, like, what do I need it for?
Yeah, they have a lot. I guess you would.
I would need a third round pick to even entertain a conversation about moving down. And right, like, can I move down five spots and get a third? That might be tough. I don't know. Like, you also need a team to have a differing opinion than you do on, you know, a certain position or whether a guy is worth it. They've got to be motivated enough to come up five spots and spend a third round pick.
And the thing I just get to with this, we talked about it yesterday with Sal. Yes, you'd be gaining an asset, but I would always be viewing it as you are giving up control of the board. You only come up once every 32 picks, unless you've acquired others or you'd have traded. Right, the Bills come up at 28 and at 60. Those are the only two times they control the board. If you trade down from 28 to into the second round, 37, the Chargers. Mm-hmm. The Chargers go up because they want a receiver because, you know, they're completely bereft of receivers, even though they might take one fifth overall. Now I've got how many teams that could that are picking Detroit, Baltimore, yeah. San Francisco, Kansas City. In the second round, it goes Carolina, New England, Arizona, Washington. So all those teams are now in front of me,
yeah.
and they control the board, and someone can jump into those spots. So you kind of, by moving down five spots, you open every other team to jump in there. Your board, we got five guys that are about the same. Okay, there are five teams out there that have one guy they like, and it's one of those five on every one of those boards. Like, you gave it up. I don't want to. I understand like the concept, but
I just think if you're at 28, listen, just there does become a time where if you're at 28, you just got to do it. Because if you part of trading down would be, well, there's not a guy we are so in love with here, right? At that position specifically. If it's never going to happen. You pick 28th every year. You pick 25th every year.
Yeah.
You never pick 5th. You never pick 6th or 7th. If they're ever going to take a wide receiver, the guy's not going to be a perfect prospect. It's just not going to happen. They pick too late every year for that to happen. There's an element of you got to start taking your swings, even if you don't love the pitch. And just waiting and waiting and let's trade down this year. Well, let's wait this year. Let's wait till the second round and pick a defensive player. Just enough looking at the pitch as it goes by you. Swing at it. Like, once in a while, I need them to do that. They've already dug themselves a hole by waiting this long to not just pick a guy that might not be the perfect fit or might not be the perfect skill set or there are question marks about. Man, you pick at 28. You can't have it all.
Yeah, and there's something we said for stay true to your board. It's one of the funny things about the draft that's a little bit of a, I don't know if it's an oxymoron, but you got to stick to your board. Oh, the board that we all know isn't perfect. We know it's not right. One of the reasons you shouldn't trade up is because it's not that unusual that players that are the fifth at a position are the best, and you don't have to invest the same. So you're at 28. You've got five players that are about the same. Let's trade down five spots. Okay. Yeah. The team selecting directly behind you, they have a board where they don't have five players in the same tier. Who had it right? I don't know. Treating the board as if it's gospel to begin with, you kind of got to know that it's not perfect. You do the best you can and you trust your process, I guess. But the trade down to me, it's almost like getting greedy. It really is getting greedy. And Matt Miller there says, you might have to be conservative. Consider that for a moment, his language. The Bills might have to be conservative and not trade down. I'm glad somebody says it. A trade down is gambling. It's, sure, I'll take an extra asset to move down and give control of the board back to everybody else until I'm up again. So, doesn't mean it has to be bad. We'll see how it plays out. But I don't think it's just as easy as saying, oh, I'd like to trade down and add a pick. Yeah. Someone's got to come up for somebody that they like, and I've got to have the same number of players I'm willing to pass on. All the while, all the other teams do have someone they like.
There is one outcome where I am perfectly.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Be fine with trading down, but I've got to have two things happen. They've got to get a third. That is number one. They cannot get anything less than a third. Fourth, fifth, sixth round picks are irrelevant for this team right now. They have too many already. The other thing is, you got to know not only that you're going to have a receiver that's in the tier that we're talking about that's still going to be available to wherever you move down, but it's got to be the right one.
Well, hold on. Let's do your draft. You said you got to be a third round pick. Okay, the Bills are 28th. Where do you want to go down to? How many picks?
What's the furthest I can go down and get a third?
The furthest you can do,
or what? Excuse me. What's the closest I can get and still get a third?
Okay. Well, the cheapest ranked third round pick is 100 points.
Okay.
And that drops you from 28 to about 33.
That's at Carolina?
34. New England.
New England, okay.
So you got to trade down six spots to get the... And that's worth the last pick in the third round that's a supplemental pick.
Right.
If you want a third round pick, you're talking about going down a good chunk. A middle of the road third round pick is 160.
Yeah.
Draft points. For the Bills, that's dropping 12 spots. Now I'm at 40.
I'm nervous about that because it's not just for me. I want the best receiver on the board when I get there. I'm at a point where I don't want just any old receiver. You know what I mean? Like, what I would be afraid of there is you're on the board at 28 and someone comes to you with that offer. Hey, you want to move down 12 spots? We'll give you a third round pick that you don't have. Now I go back to my room and I debate it. I'm looking at the board. And it's going to really be dependent on who's left there. And maybe there actually isn't an outcome where I would think that's a good idea because, you know, by that point, let's assume the top four are gone. But Mitchell is still on the board. Leggett is still on the board. McConkey is. Worthy, Coleman. Like, if I'm looking at guys that really fit what I'm looking for, which is a guy to play on the boundary, big plays, potential number one wide receiver upside, and can run a full route tree. How many guys am I really looking at that fit exactly what the Bills need? Is it two? Is it Mitchell and Leggett at that point? Like, McConkey's even got his question marks. We had a Georgia guy on that I was all in on. McConkey could just play on the outside when he shows up the NFL. Then we had a Georgia guest on and be like, I think he might play more in the slot. That scares me off. Xavier Worthy, more of a role player, right? More of a big play guy that you're going to use in creative ways. You've got Roman Wilson. What if Roman Wilson's the top receiver on the board? Well, I don't need Roman Wilson. He only plays in the slot, and I have two guys that already play in the slot and a tight end. Like, the thing that worries me about 12 picks down is I feel like you have two receivers that are probably going to be on the board at 28, at least one of them, that are the perfect fits for your scheme and your needs on the offense. And if you trade down, I feel like you're accepting drafting a receiver that probably doesn't fit as well.
And there's a question here because, you know, are they going to try and play more positionless football? And does Joe Brady say, I don't need a type? If they have two receivers on the same tier, one plays the boundary and one plays the slot primarily, can the Bills afford to treat them like they're the same?
I don't think they can.
No, neither do I.
I don't think they can.
Neither do I. And there's a point to be made here about drafting for need versus being too stocked at one position. You know, if you could take a corner at 28, you could. You're putting somebody on the bench.
Right.
A starter. You take a corner, and either a first-round pick is on the bench, or maybe even two. I need to fill spots. So, 803-0550, a couple tweets on this, of course. The fifth-year option, you lose that flexibility with trading out of the first as well. And, I mean, Bean would have to go to bed not knowing what's going to happen in the second round. And all those teams get a full day to think about what they want to do. When Friday starts, the first pick of the second round, I don't know how often it's traded, but at least it's always treated as it's like the start of a second draft. Everybody goes back. What happened? What did they do? Okay, we have almost 24 hours to think about it. Attack it from here. Anybody that looks at the Bills, if they were to trade down and say they're still going to need one, they might be the team to go get it. 803-0550. Lindy Ruff press conference, 1 o'clock. We'll carry it live, Sabres Live, to be extended as we carry the press conference with Lindy Ruff and Kevin Adams. They each released statements yesterday, and they will do it today. Presser
Lindy
at 1.
He is back. It's going to be very, very weird, I think, when he takes the podium. And also cool.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect.
Compare your guys to the 0506 Sabres. Let's just do that. You want to take the next 10 minutes and tell us which guy reminds you of Tim Connelly? Go ahead. Who's your Derrick Roy? Who's your Campbell?
Lindy, first question.
Was it a goal in 99?
Well, I'm going to the other one. In taking the job, did you get Kevin to admit the Hurricanes were lucky?
Oh, that's gold. Yes, that needs to be question number one. You should drive down there and ask that question. I'm not even kidding. Do you remember what the start?
You should drive down and ask that question.
Do you remember what the first question was he got when he was introduced as Dallas Stars head coach?
Was it a goal?
No, it wasn't even that.
Oh.
I think I remember the exact way that this question was asked was, are you willing to admit that it was a goal?
Wow.
Are you now willing to admit that it was a goal? Lindy, by the way, did not say yes to that question, which was one of his finest moments.
This is how you know that we're living in a simulation where everything is scripted. Lindy coached the Stars, and now he coaches the Sabres again against with the GM being a guy that was on the team of the team that stole their cup because they got lucky. Sorry, Kevin Adams. Still sensitive. Lucky.
They got lucky.
They got lucky.
They got lucky. I listened back to Lindy did, how often does this happen? Lindy did a post-fired press conference at the arena after the Sabres fired him 11 years ago.
I remember that. They gave him that courtesy.
Yeah.
Do you want to know something I remember very specifically about that press conference? This is a very dumb detail, but I think there are pictures of it in the paper. Harbor Center had not yet been built.
Okay.
And that whole lot was fenced off, and someone spelled out, "Thank you, Lindy," in plastic cups in the fencing.
That's awesome.
I can't get that image in my head.
Yeah. All I was going to mention there, that's actually cooler. All I was going to mention was Lindy said in that press conference when talking about his regret of not winning the cup in Buffalo, he specifically mentioned, maybe if we hadn't got all those injuries in 06.
Yep.
He already thinks it.
Well, Lindy, second question. Have you talked to Kevin about the importance of depth on defense? Like so many guys that you can lose four.
Yep.
803-0550. 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a call. I got instant trivia. Lindy-based instant trivia to get to. Marty Baron at 930, too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.